Business English Pod will soon be turning 4. And this year, we're going to turn it up a notch by giving away an iPad to one of our lucky new members. All you have to do is sign up for a new premium membership or renew your existing membership, and you'll be entered into our prize drawing for a new 32-megabyte iPad. Head over to www.businessenglishpod.com for more information. Welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and I'll be your host for this episode, the second in a two-part series on football idioms. The World Cup kicks off in just a few days. That gives us some time to look at some more idioms related to football. Since sports and business are so similar, it's easy to see how there could be so many related idioms. Companies are like teams. Employees are like players. Ideas are like balls that get kicked around. Success is like scoring a goal, and there's always plenty of competition. In the last lesson, Marilyn and Carl, two colleagues at a publishing firm, discussed Carl's interest in a manager's job at the firm's Sydney branch. Carl isn't completely sure it's the right move for him, and has asked for Marilyn's feedback. Today, we'll hear more of their conversation, as Carl explains his hesitation about applying. As you listen to the dialogue, try to answer the following questions. 1. How does Carl's wife feel about moving to Sydney? 2. Why does Carl feel like he's cheating on his own company? 3. What advice does Marilyn give at the end of their conversation?
So, what does your wife think? Would she want to move to Sydney?
Oh, she's scouting out job opportunities and checking out homes online.
At this stage of the game?
Yeah, she's almost ready to pack, and I haven't even applied yet.
Sounds like she has a lot of confidence in you. Why are you hesitating?
I don't know. It's funny. I feel like I'm playing away from home a bit, cheating on my own company.
What makes you say that?
Our management is on the ball. If I don't get the job in Sydney, they could make life difficult for me here.
Do you really think that would happen? It's not like they're going to show you a red card.
Yeah, but you know how things are around here. Won't they think my interest in Sydney is a little offside?
No. Whatever happens, you'd still be on our side.
That's the thing. I guess I just don't want to let the side down here, you know? Everyone's been good to me.
Of course. But you know what's best for your career.
Well, I hope I do. I just don't want to score an own goal.
You won't. Look, why don't you just give it your best shot? The worst that could happen is they say no.
You're right. I guess it's time to get the ball rolling. But for now, I'd like to keep this quiet.
Don't worry. I'm not going to blow the whistle on you.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now, let's go over the dialogue and all those idioms in more detail.
So, what does your wife think? Would she want to move to Sydney?
Oh, she's scouting out job opportunities and checking out homes online.
At this stage of the game?
Yeah, she's almost ready to pack, and I haven't even applied yet.
Carl's wife is excited about moving. Not only is she almost ready to pack, she's scouting out, or looking for, a new job for herself and a new place for the family to live. We sometimes hear the term, scout, to refer to a person looking for good football players. The verb phrase, scout out, works in a similar way. Now, let's scout out a few examples of how to use this idiom.
Lars is going to Istanbul next month to scout out some office space.
We're scouting out some new creative talent for our marketing department.
Marilyn is surprised that Carl's wife would be taking these actions at this stage of the game. In other words, she can't believe that Carl's wife would already be looking for a new job and home when Carl hasn't even applied for the Sydney job yet. It's much too early. At this stage of the game usually signals time, like in these examples.
At this stage of the game, we can't afford to make any more mistakes.
I don't see any reason to sell off stock at this stage of the game.
What happens next?
Sounds like she has a lot of confidence in you. Why are you hesitating?
I don't know. It's funny. I feel like I'm playing away from home a bit, cheating on my own company.
Playing away from home is a slang way of saying having an affair. We also say this when football teams play at another team's stadium. The players aren't being unfaithful to their fans, but they're playing a game away from their home stadium. Carl isn't really cheating on his wife, of course, but he's comparing the idea of applying for a new job to the idea of cheating on one's spouse. The idea of finding another job attractive, even if it's within the same company, makes him feel a little guilty, like he's being unfaithful to his current manager. What are some other ways we can use playing away from home?
James' behavior on business trips makes me uncomfortable. He plays away from home quite a bit.
It's no secret Norm is playing away from home with Tina in accounting. They were very public about it at the holiday party.
Carl has used this idiom jokingly. Marilyn laughs and asks him to explain. Let's hear his answer.
Our management is on the ball. If I don't get the job in Sydney, they could make life difficult for me here.
The management at Carl's branch is on the ball. They're alert and focused, and would find out if he were considering another position. On the ball is an idiom you'll hear frequently, so let's run through some examples.
Olga is an excellent choice for vice president. She's always on the ball.
Simon hasn't been on the ball lately. I wonder if he's having trouble at home.
If Carl doesn't get the Sydney job, his current manager might make things very unpleasant for him, almost like a punishment. Marilyn isn't so sure about that.
Do you really think that would happen? It's not like they're going to show you a red card.
Football players can be shown a red card, ejected from a game, for poor conduct or fouls. Carl is nervous that his company could show him a red card, or force him to leave if he considers a position with another branch. But Marilyn thinks he's overreacting. Nobody's going to fire him for exploring other possibilities in the same company. What are some other business situations where someone might be shown a red card?
I know we're all enjoying the party, but the restaurant is closing. They'll show us a red card before long.
Ernie got angry and started swearing at the meeting. Someone should have shown him a red card.
In the next exchange, Carl is still worried, but Marilyn assures him.
Yeah, but you know how things are around here. Won't they think my interest in Sydney is a little offside?
No. Whatever happens, you'd still be on our side.
Let's look at the term offside. In football, a player in an offside position can be penalized in certain circumstances. The position makes the fairness of the play questionable, because if a ball were passed to the player, it would be particularly easy to score a goal. So, how do we apply the word offside to business? We can consider something offside if it's questionable, or if we're not sure it's 100% legitimate or acceptable. Carl wonders whether his current branch manager will consider his interest in Sydney as offside. The manager might question Carl's motives, or wonder whether Carl will pursue another opportunity later on. But in this case, Marilyn disagrees. She says, you'd still be on our side. By side, she means team. Even if Carl got the job in Sydney, he'd still be working for the same company, the same side or team, as everyone else. Offside can be a tricky idiom, so let's hear some more examples.
I'm not sure that Tony did the right thing. Seems a bit offside to me.
Have you talked to the legal department about this? We don't want to do anything offside.
Next, Carl has more to say about the site or his team.
That's the thing. I guess I just don't want to let the side down here, you know? Everyone's been good to me.
Of course. But you know what's best for your career.
Well, I hope I do. I just don't want to score an own goal.
Carl may be thinking about going to Sydney, but he still cares about his colleagues at his current location. He doesn't want to let the side down. In other words, he doesn't want to disappoint his team or cause them any problems. What are some other ways someone can let the side down?
Marty didn't finish his part in time, and that really let the side down.
Homer let the side down when he refused to work last weekend.
Marilyn assures him, but Carl's still concerned and doesn't want to score an own goal or cause problems for himself like a football player who kicks a ball into his own team's goal. He's not convinced that his relationship with management and his colleagues would be as positive if they knew he wanted to work somewhere else, and he doesn't want to make anyone angry with him. Here are some more examples of how to use score an own goal.
I never knew that Betty was so unreliable. I scored an own goal when I asked her to help me.
I volunteered for more work than I can handle. I've really scored an own goal this time.
Marilyn continues to encourage him.
You won't. Look, why don't you just give it your best shot? The worst that could happen is they say no.
Giving someone your best shot means making your best effort. Marilyn thinks Carl should do the best to get the job in Sydney. It's what he really wants and would be an excellent career move. She doesn't think it would cause problems for him with his current colleagues. What are some other ways we can talk about giving something your best shot?
Well, we didn't win the account, but we gave it our best shot. We should still be proud of ourselves.
You gave it your best shot. That's all anyone could ask for.
Now, let's hear how the conversation ends.
You're right. I guess it's time to get the ball rolling, but for now, I'd like to keep this quiet.
Don't worry. I'm not going to blow the whistle on you.
Get the ball rolling is an idiom that means start something. Think of a football in play as a match begins. Carl feels it's time to apply for the Sydney job. How else can we use get the ball rolling?
Well, it's 9 o'clock. Let's get the ball rolling.
We'll be fine once we get the ball rolling.
But Carl still wants to keep things quiet. He doesn't want anyone to know about his plans. Marilyn promises that she won't blow the whistle on him, like a football referee calling a penalty. She won't call attention to his plans or reveal his secret to their colleagues.
Someone needs to blow the whistle on Adam. He's looking for a new job during work hours.
Jenny was using her company car for personal business until a client blew the whistle on her.
Now, let's practice some of the idioms and vocabulary from this lesson. In a moment, you'll hear a series of sentences. Each sentence will be followed by a beep. After the beep, restate or rephrase each sentence using an appropriate idiom from today's lesson. For example, if you hear,
"At this point in the process, timing is critical,"
you can say,
"At this stage of the game, timing is critical."
You'll hear the answer after each question. Ready? Let's try it.
Gordon caused problems for himself when he insulted the client. Answer. Gordon scored an own goal when he insulted the client.
I'm angry with Jean for revealing my secret. Answer. I'm angry with Jean for blowing the whistle on me.
We're looking for space for next year's convention. Answer. We're scouting out space for next year's convention.
There were no pay raises last year, and that really disappointed the group. Answer. There were no pay raises last year, and that really let the side down.
All you can do is make your best effort. Answer. All you can do is give it your best shot.
Sarah is never alert and focused until she's had some coffee. Answer. Sarah is never on the ball until she's had some coffee.
Now, let's try some multi-choice questions. First, you'll hear a definition for one of the idioms from today's lesson. Then, you'll hear three idioms. Choose the idiom that has the same meaning as the definition. For example, if you hear...
Start something.
A. Get the ball rolling.
B. Scout out.
C. Score an own goal.
You can say...
A. Get the ball rolling.
We'll play the correct answer after each one. Ready? Let's begin.
Have an affair.
A. Play away from home.
B. Show someone a red card.
C. Blow the whistle on someone.
The answer is A. Play away from home.
Force someone to leave.
A. Play away from home.
B. Give something your best shot.
C. Show someone a red card.
The answer is C. Show someone a red card.
Not completely legitimate or acceptable.
A. On the ball.
B. Offside.
C. At this stage of the game.
The answer is B. Offside. We've reached the end of this episode, the second of a two-part series on football idioms. Now that we've talked about the relationship between business and sports, they should be clearer to you. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then just head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.